Question number 2. What's one of your weaknesses? This tends to be one of the most difficult questions for people to answer. This is the type of question that you have to be prepared for prior to going for the interview, and you have to know how to answer it effectively. Now, I have a lot of different ways that I could tell you how to answer the question. I'm going to give you a couple of ways. They're surefire ways that don't hurt you, because there are ways that you can answer a question that actually hurt you. Because the weakness question, if we were honest, a lot of times the weaknesses that we reveal to employers would not interest the employer in hiring us. So the best way to answer the weakness question, and I'm going to give you a couple of examples. I have a lot of different ones that I explain in my book, but I'm going to just go over a couple for you during this audio. The first way to answer the weakness question is, my greatest weakness right now is I haven't finished my education. Now, the reason why education is a great answer is because education can't hurt you. It only helps you. So regardless of what type of education you have, if you have a high school diploma and you want to move towards a bachelor's degree, if you tell the person, I only have a high school diploma, but I'm working towards, one of my weaknesses is that I didn't complete my bachelor's degree, but I'm working towards that, that doesn't hurt you. If you have a bachelor's degree, one of my weaknesses is I'm trying to complete my master's degree. That doesn't hurt you. If you have a master's degree, my weaknesses is that I don't have my PhD. That doesn't hurt you. So the educational answer doesn't hurt you. It helps you. The other thing is saying in an interview, I wish I had more experience. If you only have 3 years experience, you wish you had 6. If you have 10 years experience, you wish you had 15. If you have 20 years experience, you wish you had 30. So these are answers that don't hurt you. I hear a lot of times in interviews where people reveal actual weaknesses, and employers remember those weaknesses. And if it's a weakness that they don't appreciate, they won't hire you. So you have to be able to answer those weaknesses questions, the weakness question, effectively. Another way to answer the weakness question is, one of my weaknesses is that I try to take on all the responsibility and not leave an opportunity for others to do their job. That says to the employer that you want everything to be done. That doesn't hurt you. Now, the only way it hurts, it might hurt the employee because they don't get a chance to do their job, but it doesn't help hurt the employer because the employer knows the job is going to get done. So you want to be able to answer the weakness question very effectively. And if you can answer that question effectively, you're halfway home.